And Warwick Hadfield joins us now with sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Look, we better talk about football because Newcastle is ready to party ahead of tomorrow's A-League Grand Final.
Look, Fran, from last to first in a season is rare in Australian sport of any sort indeed. And this is what's happening with the Newcastle Jets at the moment. They've gone from the wooden spoon to playing in the grand final. Along the way, they've re-established Ernie Merrick's reputation as coach after difficult times elsewhere, including at Melbourne Victory, where he might or might not have fallen out with Kevin Muscat, who's now the coach of Victory. It's also re-established Newcastle as a sporting powerhouse because the Knights, who play in the NRL tonight, they're on the rise again. Again, they've had some pretty hard times as well. And look, when you look back over time, some great sporting heroes have come out of Newcastle over the years. The great Les Johns, one of the rugby league immortals. Rick McCosker, a wonderful cricketer. And you'd have to say, an A-League Grand Final win, and one in these same circumstances, would be an absolutely sensational addition to all of that history. But there is the not small matter of Melbourne Victory, rippling with talent like Bessar Perisher and Costa Barbaroussis. So Riley McGree might need a couple of those scorpion kicks to counter all that, but if he does, he produces that, well, the town will be going off, that's for sure. It's come a long way since the days of fading manufacture. It's quite a sophisticated city these days, Fran, and but they'll still celebrate with a certain measure of joy and sophistication, I guess.
Well, we're talking to the mayor shortly about the vibe in the city. In the AFL, meanwhile, still no Gary Ablett for Geelong tonight.
Look, Fran, I have no desire to turn Aaron Brecky into the radio version of the Geelong Ablettiser, but this is a story, of course, that goes beyond the boundaries of Cardinia Park. His return to which from the Gold Coast was huge headlines last year and early this year. And in part, it's about attracting big crowds to games like tonight's against GWS Giants as much as winning them. However, his recalcitrant hammy has prevented that again. Sons Ablett, this is still a decent Geelong side, but the Giants will be fee-fi-fo fuming after former St Kilda coach Grant Thomas described them as a bunch of big heads and suggested they were lazy enough to be in a lazy third spot. Understandably, Captain Phil Davis, one of the best defenders in the league, was highly indignant at the idea he and his teammates do not put in. And I get the feeling that Chris Scott would not be all that pleased with Grant Thomas either. Thanks for nothing for giving GWS another reason to fire up.
Okay, and just briefly, in Super Netball, the new bonus point system has the approval of Diamonds coach Lisa Alexander. Yeah, I hadn't caught up with the fact they've got a new scoring system.
They've got a new scoring system and you get a point for winning each quarter. Alexander says it's already produced better and more competitive players. The players play right up to the end of every quarter to try and get those bonus points. On the downside, though, Fran, it's improving the standard of overseas players. Commonwealth Games and World Championships are getting harder, even as New Zealand slips back because, you know, we've had the English here learning the Australian system and South Africans and the Jamaicans. Look, good game on tomorrow. The West Coast Fever, who benefited the most from the new system, they ended up with all 8 points and they're playing Collingwood, who, despite losing by a goal to the Vixen last weekend, they have 3 points. So it's an interesting concept, and we've still got the idea of the two-point goal to come, Fran. That's been mooted. Not everyone's happy about that. The traditionalists not so, but it's another innovation they're considering for Super Netball.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, it's 23 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.